From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The president in China. A night at the Chinese Opera.
You all having fun? That's something. We're having a great time. Thank you.
President Donald Trump, as he emerged from a Chinese opera with his wife Melania after having shaken hands with many of the performers and escorted by Chinese President Xi Jinping. The president arrived in Beijing on Wednesday, his first visit as U.S. president to a nation that has been a focus in his drive to secure jobs here in the U.S. Trade is to top the agenda, but so is North Korea. White House officials say the president intends to press the North Korea's closest ally and top trade partner to push the North to abandon its nuclear program, the topic of a speech he gave in Seoul just hours before arriving in Beijing. Speaking before various of the National Assembly, Mr. Trump called for international action to rein in the North's banned programs.
We call on every nation, including China and Russia, to fully implement UN Security Council resolutions, downgrade diplomatic relations with the regime, and sever all ties of trade and technology.
The president warned North Korea not to underestimate the U.S. Four Somali Americans won races for public office in local elections that took place around the U.S. on Tuesday. In a contest between two Somali immigrants running for a seat on the Minneapolis City Council, the incumbent, Abdi Warsami, narrowly beat challenger Mohamud Noor. Also in Minneapolis, Abdul Qadir Hassan, a young Somali American, won a seat on the Park and Recreation Board. In Hopkins, Fartoon Ahmed won a seat on the Hopkins School Board. This is